Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Jason, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories today. We offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
Let's go interior decorating.
All right, a woman in Thailand. She had to endure severe pain for nearly two decades after childbirth. The woman, who's now 36, said a nurse accidentally dropped something into her vagina 18 years ago while stitching her up after childbirth. A doctor apparently tried using his fingers to retrieve it, but could not get it. She was soon feeling constant pain in her lower abdomen, which often turned severe. Well, an x-ray last year showed that an object was still lodged in her vagina, prompting doctors at a local hospital to send her for surgery. The procedure, however, has been postponed 2 to 3 times as the object keeps moving around inside of her. Now, the woman has to visit the hospital at least 4 times a month for follow-ups to monitor her condition, causing her significant financial strain. As of this reading, the object is still there, in spite of the fact that they know it's there, they just can't get it. Here's our question. What is the object that they dropped into her vagina when she was giving birth? Was it scissors? Was it a sponge? Was it a needle, or was it a suction cup? So scissors, sponge, needle, or suction cup. What are they dropping? Hoo-ha. And now it keeps moving around, so they know it's there. They just can't get to it to get it out.
Man, I think because of the it keeps moving around clue, I'm thinking suction cup. What do you suction guys think?
I'm going to go needle, Jason.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, suction cup makes the most sense. Needle makes no sense, so I kind of agree with Miles there, but you know what? I'm just going to go scissors.
Scissors.
Something sharp in there, but they can't get it.
All right. What was left inside her? Was it scissors, a sponge, a needle, or a suction cup? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
The category of interior decorating on Profile. Let's get a woman over in Thailand. She was in pain for 2 decades, 20 mm-hmm. years. She had a baby. The surgeon's doctors accidentally left something inside her.
Yeah.
They keep trying to operate on this thing, but it's moving around to the point where they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, what was left inside of her? Scissors, a sponge, a needle, or a suction cup?
And that is a question that we pose to you, my friend Jason. But let us start with you, Ted Smith. What were the old scissors?
Scissors.
It was not scissors, which is probably a good thing. Now, Jason, you went with the suction cup, not the suction cup. Although they had to use one of those to get my daughter out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So she had a quarter on her neck,
and then she gets the cone in.
It's amazing because there's all this high-tech stuff around you. This is a childbirth. Things are beeping. There's lights flashing. And then when they realized, like, well, look, man, she's kind of jammed up in there. It took a freaking suction cup, stuck it on her head, yanked her ass out. And yes, you do get a cone head. And as the doctor told me before I asked, yes, the cone head will go away. Thank God. Miles, you went with the needle.
Moving around.
And you are correct.
All right. How wonderful to know you have a needle moving around inside of you.
How terrifying is that?
That sucks.
When they go, hey, man, we found the problem. The problem, there's a needle. Okay, cool. We'd love to do surgery, but it keeps moving. So you just have to stay in pain and still.
Wouldn't you think it would rust by now? I mean, just like any other metal that's been around. I mean,
but is it stainless steel, I'm guessing?
I guess.
But doesn't rust come from, like, getting wet and being out in the elements?
Yeah.
Probably.
This thing's been enclosed.
Yes, that's a good point.
In the fluid.
And I'd be scared to have sex with it, though. Like, wait a minute. You said the needle is where... I mean, seriously, I don't know how this works, but if you say that's where it is, like, I'm not doing that.
Good times. What if she's super hot?
Now for all the TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Bill Maher, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Weekend Update, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams and talents and writers. Something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be the Ted Smith original?
Totino's is matching up their pizza roll flavors with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal to create a new cereal. Perfect for anyone that wants to match their calves to their ankles.
SNL.
Bill Maher.
It's SNL.
Totino's is partnering with General Mills to mash up their pizza roll flavor with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Perfect for anyone who wants to mash their calves with their ankles.
A resident of Bend, Oregon, says he's the person behind some of the googly eyes that appeared on sculptures around the cities in recent months, and it sparked a viral sensation. However, the judge was not happy with him and sentenced him to fines and maybe a couple days in jail so he could finally see the problem with his own eyes.
Be intentional.
Yes.
Yeah, it was me.
Still hilarious.
Oh, it is funny. He turned himself in.
Like, I know you're not supposed to do it. I get that it's vandalism. I'm not discounting that. But when I saw those pictures, I burst out laughing. Mm-hmm. They are hilarious.
I told you, when I used to rent those RVs from Cruise America, some of the doors would have a little dog on them.
Yeah.
So I was at a festival, and somebody had put giant googly eyes on them. I was like, careful. My dog's really high on acid. And I would, like, hold my flashlight up, and they're like, Jesus Christ, man. I thought you had a real dog in there. I'm like, no. Velveeta has made nacho cheese that you could stick in your pocket, saying now it's easier than ever for fans to elevate any food item because nothing says elevate like squirtable cheese that you heat up with your butt cheek.
Fallon.
SNL.
Colbert.
Velveeta has made nacho cheese you can stick in your pocket, saying now it's easier than ever for fans to elevate any food item because nothing says elevate like squirtable cheese you heat up with your ass cheek.
The Oscar nominations were announced with the musical and Muriel Perez leading the pack with 13 total viewers.
Viewers. Took me a second. Weekend Update.
I'll say the same.
Yeah, that's it.
The Oscar nominations were announced with the musical Emilia Perez leading the pack with 13 total viewers.
Mike watched it, said he loved it.
Oh, my God. It was a train wreck. It was an absolute disaster.
It's that bad.
It was so bad.
Do you even see? Because, like, Oscar people try to find dumb reasons for... Really, there's nothing.
No. There is nothing that nothing that should put it on the Oscar ballot. Right.
And you're probably the most forgiving as far as criticisms of movies and stuff.
Also, right. Remind your wife, it is black tie by party. I prefer a gown.
Oh, of course. She's already got it bought. Dude, she had it bought 6 months ago.
All right. In airline news, JetBlue announced it'll start accepting Venmo, While Spirit Airlines will continue to accept the preferred payment or method of payment, human teeth.
SNL.
Found. Colbert.
In airline news, JetBlue is now accepting Venmo. While Spirit Airlines will continue to accept their preferred method of payment, human teeth.
Obviously, I think we should just get into it. We found out yesterday, only two games on, and it started with the Washington Commanders playing the Eagles. And obviously, the Eagles were pretty good, and here's them getting their trophy.
On behalf of the National Football League, it is my honor to present the George Halas Trophy to the National Football Conference champions, our Philadelphia Eagles. Hey.
I mean, I grew up, you know, in D.C., so I naturally kind of hate the Eagles in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how the rest of the country feels. I feel like a lot of the country's just kind of annoyed. It's like Washington was a good story. You had Jaden Daniels in there. I know for a lot of you know, like I kept saying on Weekend, it's my ex. But also, if you're a Seahawks fan, right, you have Dan Quinn coaching them.
Sure.
You got Bobby Wagner locking down that defense. I want to say, is Ken Norton on that staff, too? Like, there's a few Seahawks connections. That was kind of fun. The Eagles and Saquon Barkley are just, they're just good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my family was all fired up for that game. I was excited to watch that one, too. But, I mean, you make a couple mistakes, and then, frankly, it's just hard to stop them to run the ball. And like I told Mike earlier, I think it's awesome. Somehow over the years, especially the Giants, and I watched that show, have just devalued how important running backs are, which I get. But, like, I don't know how that GM still has a job after this year.
That's why the Giants are the Giants. I mean, there's the difference, man, right there. You go, okay, that's what you said. I mean, like in the Ravens, you know, they failed where they failed, but Derrick Henry, you saw that. Like, if you have a great running back, man,
it helps.
It makes
I still think the Ravens should have fed him the rock more.
I do, too. You know, and it is what it is, but, like, no one, in spite of them failing and falling short, no one disputes the impact that these two guys had.
Correct.
They're just at the very top of it, but there's a lot of running backs who had some really good seasons this season. That guy from the Giants is just one of the dumber GMs, but like that's evidence not by getting rid of Saquon, but by the team. You see it every year. Like, dude, you are a failure. You do not know what you were talking about. And good for you for having a gig and making money, but you're wrong in every aspect of your decision making. You are incorrect.
And like, look, I've said this before. I really do think now, because there's so much stuff with 7-on-7, these offenses are so spread out, right? And then, of course, everybody sits in cover, too. I really do think there's going to be a resurgence in running the ball, controlling the clock, and, like, the game will change again. I mean, the game always changes, right? And, you know, in the 80s and 90s, like, the running back was your whole offense. And you still had great receivers and everything, but now there's so many good receivers and quarterbacks and... And you look at Washington, they're set because they have a franchise quarterback who's on a rookie contract. So now they can build around him.
They got 4 years to really, well, three more seasons to really take advantage and then do your contract negotiations.
Correct. And I just think, I mean, look, I watch a lot of college ball. Like, I'm telling you, there's two or three Justin Jeffersons or Jamal Chase. Like, they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could. I feel like now you could find wide receivers a lot easier. And look, at the end of the day, I hope everybody gets a max contract, right? I want everybody to get paid, but... That's just not the way it works. All right, in the other game, of course, you had the Chiefs and the Bills. And, you know, I like Andy Reid. I don't really care for the Chiefs. I'm just kind of bored of watching them win. But they won again, and how about those Chiefs?
How about those Chiefs? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Now we get to do something that's never been done before. Chiefs Kingdom, we're headed to New Orleans to make history.
Now, I want to say you can't really say three-peat because, Pat Riley, I think, trademarked that when he was coaching the Lakers, even though they didn't do it. But he went out of his way. He was that confident that they were going to win it. So that's why people say three in a row. Nobody really says, I could be wrong. They might win, have a shirt that says three-peat, but I feel like nobody really does it.
They'll pay the fine. They're fine.
Right. So, like, you know, like this article says, Taylor Swift's going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because she bought a ticket.
She bought a suite.
Right. I also, look, I mean, it helps knowing Thrill and his brother. I do not think games are rigged.
No.
Now, Patrick Mahomes has come out and said, hey, look, I'll flop sometimes, this and that. So, but I think they are putting these refs in a bit of a tough spot anymore. And frankly, though, when you're the top of the league and the top quarterback, I mean, this isn't really that new that he gets treated a little bit better. See, they don't, like, nobody wants to see him get hurt.
No.
Like, Tom Brady, you know, you could barely breathe on him. It's funny now, Tom Brady's all like, they should let him hit harder and this and that.
But, yeah, you say that now.
It's also tough, too. Look, I'm a soccer fan, right, as well as football. It does get annoying with the flopping, but the other issue is that if it works and you get that PK, people are going to continue to do it.
But it's true of all things, man. If you can pass under fear or hold, which they do on every play.
Yeah.
You're going to keep doing it until they call your ass. And you know what you do after that? You keep holding anyway. I mean, it's the nature of the sport. And yes, he's going to get slightly different treatment, and that comes into play. But overwhelmingly, if you just go beat the team you're playing, it doesn't matter. If you believe the officials come down to determining your team's fate, then you need to tell your team to get their S together.
Right, and look, we'll have 2 weeks to talk about this game and this and that, but at this point, I don't know. Like, how the Eagles work, I don't get it. Seemed like their coach was losing his mind in the first half of the season, mm-hmm. yelling at the fans and everything. But to his credit, his players seem to respond to it. That's obviously a tight squad there that's fired up. And then, I just feel like if they start running the ball, the Chiefs might just run out of time.
They might. I mean, in the end, it's like, look, I'm not happy to see the Chiefs back there, but they earned the right.
They are the two best teams that made it that far.
And in the end,
that's all you're looking for.
Have your team beat them. I thought the Ravens might be the guy. They didn't do it. Right? They flopped. But it's like, you got to go beat the guy in front of you. That is how it works. And they're proving that they are good enough, as annoying as it is, to be on top of the AFC and the NFC. I mean, it's what they do. So go beat them if that's an issue.
I'm also saying that Washington game, they were about to do the tush push, and then Philadelphia was. And Washington jumped off sides 3 times in a row. I had no idea that was a rule. And they were like, basically, if Washington's off sides again, then they just get the touchdown. And I was like, all right. It's just, I don't know.
That is weird.
When you watch it, right? Like, when you watch as much football as we have or played over the years, you're just kind of like, huh. I get why you have that rule. That just seems very strange. Just be like, I guess you couldn't stop her from continually jumping off sides.
Right.
Right? So you're only going to go half the distance, half the distance. After a while, you can only half the distance something so far before it's just like, all right, they're going to do it again.
You're in the end zone.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's your setup there. Chiefs and Eagles. Make sure you have fun with all your friends that say the NFL's rigged and they're going to boycott it, because we all know damn well they are not.
No.
They're going to watch the game.
And stop with that. Jesus freaking Christ.
Tim McGraw has reported, basically, he's got a show where he's on Netflix. I didn't even know about this one. I might have to watch it. But he's a bull rider.
Is it an actor? Okay, yeah. So he's an actor.
Right. So this was announced back in May. He was attached to produce and star in it. But now they're saying that he needs to undergo back surgery. And might So obviously, he's coming off orthopedic surgeries on both of his knees.
I wonder if this is from the training involved in this.
Probably.
Or if this is just
age or older.
I mean, he works out like a maniac. So, right. I mean,
so that's what they're saying. Like, the training for this is so physically demanding that he's stepping away, hoping somebody will recast it. Basically, they don't know what's going to happen. That was the whole idea. He was going to produce it. It was going to be his thing. It was going to follow megastar traveling around in the life or death crossroads. You know, of bull riding, and unfortunately, bull riding is a life or death sport.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see it in person. I think it's back here in February or something, but like, yeah, obviously, if the dude has some jacked up knees or body problems, mm-hmm. there's no way he could be riding bulls.
And he's our age. And I get your producer, but like, if they said, hey man, we're making this movie about this, would you want to star? Yeah, sure. Okay, we have to do some training. Okay, look, man, physically, I'm not built for that. This isn't a movie where you just look good and pump steroids and I'm a boxer. It's like, you're training to ride a bull, man. Nothing good is happening to you.
Right, because I know with even Yellowstone, they had like a mini camp, I want to say, for 2 months before they started filming that show.
About ride horses.
Yeah, basically people, some of them knew, a couple of them knew, but a lot of them didn't. They were like, you know, like, you need to at least know how to proficiently ride a horse.
Yeah.
So that the characters seem legit. You know what I mean? You can only do so many scenes where it's just Ted sitting on the horse. Like, eventually, like,
you're going to have to move.
Right. Well, if he's a cowboy, we need to see him ride the damn horse like, round it up stuff. By the way, have you guys ever tried to rope anything?
I have not.
It is harder than you think.
Why were you trying to rope something?
The little kid was running away.
When I was down in Houston last year for the national title game, before we went to that John Party concert, they had a bunch of cowboys set up out front with fake bulls. And they were like, you want guys want to give it a try? We were like, hell yeah, man.
So they're static, right?
And the bulls, is it even?
The bulls are just like little, it's how the cowboys practice.
Right. All right.
So you got to kind of get it going and then get it on there. I only got one horn.
Out of how many?
Oh, I must have tried 10 times. Because the concert was already starting. They were like, we don't really care. And then the one guy was like, they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, Seattle. And the guy's like, oh, no kidding, man. I just travel around and do this. I'm from Washington State, too. Oh. I was like, you're not even from Texas? He's like, no. Fake cowboy. If you like Saturday Night Live, there's a three-hour special tonight. Basically on 50 years of music on SNL. To their credit, they have broke and put on a lot more artists than you would imagine.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man learns a valuable lesson. Never cut line at the dinner buffet. Meanwhile, a man walks a half mile in the snow delivering pizza and gets 40 grand that day. Millionaire trying to stop aging measures his son's erections every night. A TikToker who cleans snow off a car with a child. Obviously not that bright. And a man orders a drill online and gets a picture of a drill instead. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Texas where fun will not be had. The area has recently been hit with a considerable snowstorm, and a local man decided that he'd make a fun video. Uploaded to TikTok, we see the man using an unconventional method of brushing the snow off of his car. His bundled-up three-month-old that he drags over the window to clear it of snow. I actually saw the video. It quickly went viral online and also caught the attention of local authorities. Local police and CPS both launched investigations after catching wind of the video and declared that this behavior constituted child endangerment. The chief of police informed the media that they had gone to the man's home to investigate and to check on the child, saying that he had, quote, two females with him at the time. We expect one of them was the mom. They checked on the baby. The baby was just fine.
You don't say.
He also said that he expected to be served an arrest warrant soon and will face child endangerment charges. They're still going forward with pressing charges on him.
Look, man, have fun. Do the thing that everyone does with their kids. Just don't post it online.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, this stuff has not changed since the dawn of time. But if you post it online, people will get upset.
Correct.
And then you will get arrested.
And you know what? You're right. I came in here just ready to fully defend this man because I'm the fuddy-duddy that actually thinks that this is fine. I don't care. I laughed when I saw it.
Yes.
But you're right. Somebody's always going to have an opinion. Somebody is always going to tell you why you're a terrible parent, and then they're going to call CPS when it doesn't need to be done.
And that's all. So, like, just don't do it, man.
Yeah.
We decided we don't want to have fun anymore.
Exactly.
Well, we haven't, but a lot of the country has. And you go like, our man don't have fun. We're going to continue
to. It was one of those where I read the story and I was like, this does not sound. This sounds like an overreaction.
If
and
he
then
was
I finally.
Legitimately
he's joking.
Doing,
right.
Right. And again, it's not like he took the kid like fresh out the tub in his birthday suit and slapped him on
right.
the hood of the car. Like,
right.
this kid is completely bundled up. It's no different than these parents that lower their child into the doggone snow to make their first snow angel.
Right.
And it doesn't look anything like a doggone angel. But it's a fun mm-hmm. little video that you do with this little potato that you're taking care of.
But that's not a problem.
Yeah, that's right.
A snow angel.
Uh-huh.
Same snow windshield.
Doesn't matter that the kid's freaking laughing during the entire time. Like, come on, gang. Can we just exercise a little bit of common sense here?
Mm-hmm.
In other news, down in Georgia where a man got scammed, he's in the media after he did what most of us do on a regular basis. He bought something online. He wanted to get himself a new drill, so he went to the website known as AliExpress and ordered one last year. You can imagine his excitement when his package finally arrived, but excitement soon turned to disappointment when he opened it up to find a photograph of the drill that he had ordered.
That's...
But wait, there's more! He had also spent $22 on a new pressure washer. $22 on a new pressure washer from the same site and received a screw in the mail. Local media did some digging and found that the site is actually on a list of known markets for counterfeiting and piracy, having received a D-minus, not an F, a D-minus with the Better Business Bureau. He's still in a fight
what
to get his money
What did they do
back.
To get an F? They don't even send a picture of a drill.
I'll tell you what they do, man. They screw over my family.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dealing with somebody that they like to double charge their patients.
Oh no!
Yo, yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, they'll submit this whole report. You know, they'll go through a 6-month battle with the insurance companies trying to figure out who owes what, and then what they'll do is they'll omit doggone codes on there when they're declaring
right.
it for the insurance, so that then they can send them your way and you have to pay them. And then when you call them up and say, hey, you didn't submit these codes to the insurance, they say, no, you have to.
Deal with
your insurance company. And then your insurance company gets on with them and has that same conversation. And, oh, what do you know? They just neglected to send out those doggone codes. Yes, Celtnetics, looking at you.
Jeez,
jackasses.
Send the codes.
Freaking crooks. But I'm not bothered about that. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
I'm not even going to go to that last one over there. We go to Indiana, where someone notices grit. A local officer was in the scene of a crash due to a perilous snowy conditions in the area when he noticed someone walking with a pizza. He continued on with his duties until he saw the young man walking by yet again, this time without the pizza. Turns out that that was a delivery driver that went above and beyond the call of duty and walked a half a mile that he had left through the snow, which had been blocked. Damn. Leading to his drop-off. So he gets all the way there. There's a half mile left, and he can't get up there because of the snow. This guy gets out and walks it, that last half mile, right? The officer interviewed the driver who had success, you know, because he has a TikTok account, so he pulls out his phone and he videos it. And he interviewed the driver who had successfully made his drop in the affluent neighborhood and asked what he got for a tip. The driver held out his bonus that he had made on a $40 delivery. $2.15.
Come on. You can do better than that.
Well, 40 grand's pretty good.
Filming his interview with the driver, the officer immediately gave the young man everything that he had in his wallet and even set up a GoFundMe with the hope of getting him a proper tip. What he didn't expect was the influx of donations blowing the lofty $500 goal out of the water and amassing $39,000 for
damn.
Him.
Damn. Awesome.
Gotta right. love that. Because he's also looking around. He's like, look at these homes.
Did you see the video?
No.
Oh, my God. There's also, look. I know that the cops have a lot of things to do.
Of course.
They are in the richest part of town.
They are.
Clearing the roads. They're like running traffic and all this right. stuff. I'm like, why are you there?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, these people should have like really nice four-wheel drives and everything right. else. Like, geez.
But he's looking around saying, look at all yeah. these doggone homes. Like, they can afford to give the guy better than a $2 tip for having Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Some good news for Ravens fans. After losing a heartbreaker in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs against the Buffalo Bills, focus was drawn mainly on the nail in the coffin play, a missed opportunity at a two-point conversion with a drop ball by star tight end Mark Andrews. Because of this, he was the target of scrutiny online, but was also the subject of the charitability of the Bills Mafia. Doing what they do, they took pity on Mark and rallied together to raise some money for his charity that fights against juvenile diabetes. Setting the goal at $5,000 to send to the charity, they exceeded it by quite a bit, yeah. Bringing in $140,000 that they're going to send to his charity. Yeah.
Now they got one of their own to take care of.
That's right. Criminy. What are you going to watch tonight? You got college and NBA basketball on as well as some hockey. Your Seattle Kraken are in Edmonton taking on the Oilers later on tonight. If you'd like to know where to watch any and all of those sports, I highly recommend you download the Sports on What app. They will let you know when it's on, where it's on, yep. and what time. As far as your weather, enjoy these last few days of sunshine because the clouds are moving in this week. Tonight, things are cooling down to a clear 29 degrees before settling into tomorrow, where we can expect sunny skies and a high of 45. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Jolene is up next. Listen to her promise on the Odyssey app. For your chance to win $5,000 a day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.